We're back at the Candidates Forum at Memorial Hall in Hotchkiss. I'm Aaron Clay. This is the second hour. And this hour, we're going to hear from the five commissioner candidates for Delta County Commissioner. Before we began this evening, I drew their names out of a hat so that we could establish an order for them answering the questions. And they are seated in that order. So starting from your right, we have Mark Rober. I'm sorry. Starting from your right, we have Don Supas. Then we have Travis Mills, we have Jer Lowe, Mark Eckhart, and then Mark Rober. And they will have a 2.5 minute opening statement, and then we will have questions just like we did in the first half hour or first hour. So, Don, you're up.
Thank you very much. First of all, I want to thank everyone for coming tonight. The biggest challenge for maintaining a representative republic is an informed electorate. So you folks being here is very important. I also want to thank the League of Women Voters, the Republican Women, and KVNF for sponsoring this event this evening. I am Don Supas, and I am the Republican candidate for District 2. I am a lifelong resident of Delta County, a proud business owner here, and I am lucky to have my beautiful wife and my wonderful twin boys here this evening, and I want to thank them for enduring all these political ventures that I seem to drag them on. So thank you guys first and foremost. Delta County faces some incredible challenging times in the future, I'm afraid. Our budget is going to be very strict and very stern in the next few years, trying to offset the losses we faced up in the coal mines in the North Fork. It is going to take somebody with a strong fiscal conservative, somebody that's very strong and fiscally conservative to make this work. The funds will be limited. The needs will be great. I have that experience as mayor of Orchard City. I was very fiscally responsible. I took very much pride and determination in how our taxpayer dollars were spent. I always looked out for the best interest of the citizens, and I plan to do that as county commissioner. Thank you.
All right. Next is Travis Mills.
We appreciate the fact that you have a choice in electing two commissioners to serve in Delta County. As a candidate, my unique qualifications are concrete and real working experience in a bipartisan role with the federal, state, county, and city to restore economically revitalized communities in coordination with NGOs and churches. Such experience has taught me to listen and to work with the people and to understand both sides of an issue, to make the decision, and then to take action. My nomination and candidacy are a direct result of the lack of representation for the best interest of Delta County communities the commissioners have shown for at least 20 years. True, a master plan was formulated in 1996. I was a sophomore in college at the time. In light of the current election, the commissioners spent $71,375 to update the master plan, sending it again to a committee. But those of you who are Methodists like I am know that committees are where measures go to perpetually recycle or spin. The commissioners foresaw the closures of the coal mines 7 years ago, yet took no action to retrain workers using government programs or to develop alternative career paths with our local technical school. They also failed to attract diversified energy to the area. And when presented with a state grant for clean energy and water conservation for commercial property owners, rejected a decision to opt in, missing the deadline 1 day prior to the election, making their motives abundantly clear. My vision is to take advantage of grants, to diversify the energy plan, to create incentives to attract businesses, to protect water rights for our way of life, to boost ag tourism, to promote our unique agricultural exports to the eastern slope, to the river development with sidewalks, trails, amphitheater, to promote the Space to Create initiative, all in a fiscally responsible manner.
Thank you. Next is Jer Lowe. Opening statement, 2.5 minutes.
Hello, my name is Jer Lowe. Definitely want to thank the League of Women Voters and KVNF for letting us all participate in our democracy like this. Ironically, tonight, I look to my opponent, whom I respect very much as my friend and neighbor, and flash back to an election season 24 years ago, after Republicans had been in charge for far too long. And I have to say, it's the economy, stupid. When we first bought our property here over 10 and a half years ago, I had no idea that Delta County was one of the poorest counties in Colorado. How could it be? There's simply no logical reason why Delta County shouldn't be one of the most prosperous counties in Colorado, given its resources, our hardworking people, and our can-do attitude. However, this wasn't the case, and within a few years, with a new baby girl and the total collapse of the economy nationally, we had seen firsthand how bad it could get here in Delta County. We struggled. Stacy, Lily, and I were about to lose everything we had worked so hard for. But we decided to stay, and I was betting on the economy recovering. So we opened an all-organic agriculture supply store on our organic farm a little over 4 years ago. We scraped up every penny to our name, which wasn't much, and we went all in. It was less than $5,000, and if my plan didn't work, we certainly would lose everything. Also right about that time, my neighbor Mark Rober decided to run for county commissioner. He was such a thoughtful and soft-spoken, humble man, I never figured him for a politician. I had high hopes for Delta County's future and even asked Mark if he wanted my help on his campaign. He respectfully declined. Flash forward 4 years, and we personally are doing great. Our organic agricultural supply business has paid county and state sales taxes on well over $600,000 in retail sales this year alone, and the trickle-through effect of our sales to the local organic agriculture producers has added millions of dollars to the local economy. While Colorado has led the nation in economic recovery from some of the lowest unemployment in the country and some of the highest property values and per capita incomes, Delta County, however, is in an economic crisis. As hard as it is to believe, we are actually worse off than we were 4 years ago when my opponent took office, and we may be worse off today than it was 6 years ago when Doug Atchley took office. As a citizen, this is inexcusable. Decades of Republican governance has driven this county into economic crisis. The proof is in the pudding, and we are consistently one of the poorest counties in the state. That's why tonight you will see that I have a comprehensive plan that will sow the seeds for a robust and prosperous economy in Delta County for decades to come. Thank you. And remember, a vote for Jer Lowe is a vote for progress and prosperity.
Thank you. Next up is Mark Eckhart.
Hello, my name is Mark Eckhart, and I'm running for District 2 County Commissioner. I'm running as an independent candidate. So over the past couple months, I've been walking the streets a lot in Delta County, in all the towns, walking main streets, walking the neighborhoods, showing up to people's houses and saying hello, and I've found a tremendous amount of people are quite happy for a politician to show up on their front doorstep. My background, I was born in Colorado. I was a professional fireman for 19 years. I had the opportunity to travel all around the world. I have been a small business owner for 24 years and an employer here in Delta County for 18 years. I own and operate Long Haul Products. What we do is we manufacture the finest folding sea kayaks and canoes in the world. I sell to customers around the world, civilian and military users. U.S. Special Forces have been using my boats for well over a decade. I'm currently building boats for U.S. Army Special Forces right now because they've worn out a few of my boats now after 11 years. I'm also a DMEA board member. I've been elected overwhelmingly 2 times on the DMEA board. I'm in my 6th year now as a board member. You know, at DMEA, we have been taking on some really big issues, and some really high-level discussions are going on with things that are happening in the utility industry. You know, I pretty much have got a really good sense of being able to deal with political issues at DMEA, I'm pretty good at it. I've taken on pension reform. I was the guy who blew the lid off the tree trimming scam that was costing DMEA members $500,000 a year by following the tree trimming company around. And basically, the evidence that I came up with was damning. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Last opening statement, 2.5 minutes. Mark Rober.
Hello, I'm Mark Rober, and I want to thank everybody for coming tonight and thank the League and Republican Women and KVNF for sponsoring this. I think it is important that people know what the who and what they're voting for. So I want to thank everybody. I'm the current county commissioner in District 3. I was elected 4 years ago. I'm the Republican candidate running for re-election. In the past couple of years, you all know that we've faced some pretty challenging times with the closure of our mines. And, you know, as we transition to a new normal, which is what it's going to be, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Things are tough, and I don't know that we've seen bottom yet. But as we transition to a new normal, I just feel that it takes a steady hand, conservative fiscal practices, and cool-headedness. And I think I have to say that, brag a little bit, I hold those all up there as top of my list. The other thing that I always try, I'm not a politician, as you can probably tell. I serve the community because I feel it's important. I don't have higher hopes of going anywhere else. I just care about Delta County. And that's why I've got involved, and that's why I hope to remain involved. And, you know, I kind of have a little saying that I like to provide PEP, which most of you'd probably say, him, provide PEP. Well, PEP stands for provide for opportunity, enhance those opportunities, and protect the values in the place that we love. So with that, I appreciate your support, and we'll move on to the questions. Thank you.
Thank you. First question. This is for Don Zupas. The Delta County Planning Commission is working on revising the county zoning regulations. What would you like to see the Planning Commission accomplish?
You know, this is an interesting question because zoning has been a hot-button issue here for 30 years, probably longer than that. We have some real challenges when it comes to zoning in this county, though, because if you were to take a cookie-cutter zoning prospect from any other county in the state, pretty much, Delta County would look like an incredibly wild-colored jigsaw puzzle, because there would be no way to equitably zone in certain parts of this county for one thing and others for not, because we are so diverse throughout this entire county. And the other problem with doing a cookie-cutter zoning is there are too many people that have been lifelong residents in this county that have eked out a living for their entire lifetime. And there's too many chances that that zoning would hurt them and their business the way they are. Any type of zoning plan has to keep in mind those people that have lived here for a very long time, that have eked out a living, that have managed to survive. We have to take in all these things into consideration, and we have to put agriculture first. Thank you.
Okay. Next candidate to answer is Travis Mills. Same question. What would you like to see the Planning Commission accomplish? Minute and a half.
First of all, I think everybody's aware of the large lawsuits going on with the zoning problems, and I think rather than deal with each issue in a piecemeal sort of way and face having neighbors facing mass feed operations or rather than just take it one at a time, I think Delta County has missed an opportunity to hire a lawyer from the beginning and take a look at redoing the zoning, taking a new look at reforming our plan. And I'm not for any kind of cookie-cutter approach. We just have to have a professional sit down, and that would save us millions on the back end as we're facing each issue, issue by issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Same question. What would you like to see the Planning Commission accomplish? Jared Lowe.
Well, since we've decided to rework the master plan, I think it's important that we get immense input from all of the county citizens. And I think that should be broken down district by district. The way some people feel about zoning in District 1 may be different than the way they feel about it in District 2 and the way we feel about it in District 3. It's important to get input from everybody in the districts and have a plan that meets district by district wants of the people. One reason, as we all know, that they want to rework the master plan and zone places out is so that we can have CAFOs, confined animal feeding operations. Let me say definitively that there will be no CAFOs in the North Fork if I'm elected county commissioner. There is no place for that in our organic agriculture valley. We have the highest concentration of organic farms in the state of Colorado, and I believe that that would bring a wreck to the way we do things up there, and frankly, it would lower our property values and make a lower quality of life for everyone. Thank you.
All right, Chair. Next, same question. What would you like to see the Planning Commission accomplish? Mark Eckhart.
So I know the county is currently hiring a consulting firm to put together a master plan for the county. And I would agree with Jer that this thing has to be a grassroots proposal. You know, whoever gets that job, let's hope they come to the citizens, because the citizens have to be part of this thing. It's a big deal. Really, we're boiling down to the SDRs, or specific development regulations and zoning, but the SDRs are dealing with industry and industrial ag. Those are the big deals that we have to deal with. Now, when it comes to offsets of these CAFO operations, you know, I've seen where people are saying, you know, 500 feet from an existing home and 200 feet off of an existing property line, that's way too close. You know, we can have these things in the county, but we have to have some pretty good offsets to protect the citizens, their property, their health, all that. So this is going to be a big deal, and I hope everyone in Delta County thinks about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Final candidate to answer this question. What would you like to see the Planning Commission accomplish? Mark Rober.
Well, when we commissioned to have the consultant brought in, got the grant to do it, mainly we were looking at revisiting the master plan. And that does take everybody's involvement throughout the county. And that's the intent, and that's what is planned to be done. It's been 20 years since the master plan was even thought of, and actually I was involved in a lot of those meetings when that master plan was developed, but that was 20 years ago. We need to revisit it. I don't know that it has to be thrown out and completely rewritten, but it needs to be updated. The community has changed, people have changed, attitudes have changed. So we need to look at it and update it. As far as looking beyond that, I think people have kind of jumped ahead and already drawn conclusions. I think the people need to decide that, of whether we even look at zoning or not. We'll go through that as when the time comes. We're taking the first step of the master plan right now.
All right, thank you. Travis Mills is up first for this question. Do you support the North Fork alternative in the Uncompahgre Field Office BLM Resource Management Plan? Do you support the Delta County Board of County Commissioners in submitting comments to the BLM in support of the North Fork alternative and other protections from oil and gas? Travis Mills, 90 seconds.
Okay, taking a look at what the BLM proposed, I do support the commissioners having input. I think the people have needed to have input a long time ago. The BLM started this process about 10 years ago. So the hoopla and the fuss that's been going up recently over their decision is well warranted, but we've missed a huge window to actually take any action against what would be put in. There are about four different options the BLM is looking at. It's a lot like picking the best of the worst four options, and I am completely against fracking in the North Fork. There's just certain lands that we do have to protect. It would completely devastate our natural non-GMO and ag producers in the North Fork area, as well as the other areas. And if you allow fracking to come in, I think the BLM has estimated 1,580 fracking wells will go in over the next 10 to 15 years in this area. That's a lot of fracking. If any of you have been to West Texas or Colorado or South Texas, you understand what this means for you. So that's my opinion. Thanks.
Okay. Next is Jer Lowe. Same question. Do you support the Delta County Commissioners submitting comments to the BLM in support of the North Fork alternative?
Yes, I do. However, let me start by saying I will take our well-managed coal mines over fracking any day. That said, when it comes to the RMP, I'm taking a strict no oil and gas extraction position. I sincerely believe that some places like the North Fork Valley should simply be left wild no matter how much dirty energy is in the ground. I lived right next to it in Erie, Colorado, and I can firmly attest that we do not want that around here. One of the main reasons we moved here was to get away from that mess. Instead, I am asking that the BLM designate their areas in the North Fork to be changed over to wilderness. I am quite confident that the United States, Colorado, and even Delta County will survive hundreds of more years, even if we leave that oil and gas in the ground. I'm also quite confident that should that industry come to the North Fork, it will hurt our property values and could potentially ruin all of our livelihoods. Seeing that they cannot submit letters to the BLM, I believe I speak for the mountains, the rivers, the trout, the deer, the elk, and the bears, and the trees, and the flora when I say no, thank you. So if elected as your commissioner, I pledge to stand up for nature and our wilderness and our property values and our livelihoods and our prosperity. I will stand up to big, dirty energy conglomerates and put policies in place that hold them accountable for their actions if we somehow are not successful in convincing the BLM otherwise. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Eckhart, you're next. Do you support the county commissioners in submitting comments to the BLM in support of the North Fork alternative?
I've pretty much publicly come out and stated that I support the North Fork alternative plan. It's in the information that I've been passing out to hundreds of people. You know, the North Fork is a nice place. We should not be fracking it. You know, we're fracking because that's what we have left in this country, is fracking. You know, our friends in Saudi Arabia, they're not fracking. You know, they poke a hole in the ground and the stuff just comes gushing out. We cannot compete with them. I'm not even sure how the fracking industry is even going to be able to operate when Saudi Arabia is controlling the price of these products. So you know, I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I support the alternate plan. They shouldn't be fracking in the North Fork. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, same question for Mark Rober. Do you support the Delta County Commissioners in submitting comments to the BLM in support of the North Fork alternative?
There are parts of the alternative that I think the commissioners should support. There are parts of it as a whole I don't think we can support. The biggest thing with dealing with public lands is multiple use, and for the BLM to fulfill their mission statement of sustained yield to support rural economies. And I think we have to hold the BLM to that. Granted, there are places that they don't need to drill. I don't have problems with that. But to have an overall policy of just no extraction of any kind, I think is irresponsible to the next generation and beyond. So I think we have to find a balance. We have to try and find ways to work together and not set up lines of division right and left. Thank you.
Thank you. Final responder to this question, Don Supas. Do you support the Delta County Commissioners in supporting comments to the BLM in support of the North Fork alternative?
You know, I attended the BLM meeting where they presented the plans on this RMP. And they're correct. There are four plans that they are proposing here to change our public lands that surround us. And much like Commissioner Rober, I'm not going to disagree that there's places that we should not be drilling. But I also agree that we need to be responsible with those natural resources. A little bit of history for y'all. Back in 2002, it was Delta County that led the charge against the COGCC on how they permit these wells. Delta County led the way in making sure that these were done properly and safely. I have faith in Delta County that we will manage these properly. We will ensure that they do go in the right place, that they do not go in the improper place. I have faith in Delta County residents that we will look out for our water. We will make sure our water is clean. We have too much to lose here not to make sure that that is going to take place. But we also have to be responsible and understand that this country is not ready to be done with fossil fuels. That is an absolute naive concept if you think that we are ready for that. It would destroy our economy. It would destroy our way of life.
Thank you. Moving along, next question starts with Jerry Lowe. What are your thoughts on the initiatives taken by DMEA in distributive energy and broadband? How have you supported or opposed these initiatives?
Well, I absolutely support the broadband initiative because it will get us to step right up into the 21st century out here, even in rural Colorado. We definitely need broadband to conduct business. It was a great move by DMEA. I feel that our local cooperative should be the one providing that for us. And we signed up right away, and apparently it's coming my way. The second part of the question?
How have you supported or opposed these initiatives?
Yeah.
Distributed generation. I believe that the more solar, wind, and everything we can get on the grid, the better off this county will be. And that will secure a long, energy-independent future for this county. That is what we need to focus on, and that is what my position is. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Eckhart, how have you supported or opposed distributive energy and the broadband by DMEA?
Well, again, I'm on the DMEA board, and these have been the issues that we've been dealing with now for a couple years. You know what? When the community came to DMEA and packed the community room there, and basically said, we want fiber to the home in Delta County. We listened. And that was an overwhelming, if you were a board member, you could not deny the crowd that came in there. So I support it. I've been part of it. I support it. It's a wonderful thing for Delta County. We're going to have something that the vast majority of the country doesn't have. We're going to have gigabyte service. There's like 52 cities that have it. We're going to be a rural area that has this asset, and it's going to draw business here. It's going to be a wonderful thing. Distributed generation, we have taken the lead. We have taken the lead on distributed generation. We are producing our own power. We are not sending millions of dollars to Tri-State. We're producing our own power here on the South Canal. We can produce more escaping methane up in the mines up there. We have a lot of potential here in Delta County for distributive generation, and we are lucky, and we should move forward with both these initiatives. Thank you.
All right. Mark Rober's next. How have you supported or opposed distributive energy and broadband?
I support both. And the broadband issue, I think most people are aware, but the county has stepped forward and is paying for the carrier neutral positions or central neutral sites in each one of the municipalities. That's how important we feel it is. It has become the electricity of this generation, and I think our future depends on it. So we've been very supportive of the broadband initiative, and then DMEA stepped forward and talked about taking it to the individual houses, and that's even better yet. I fully support that. Distributive energy, I think that's great. All forms of energy, I think we need to try and become independent. This county could really have a completely independent energy state if we used everything. I think we use solar, wind maybe a little bit less. There's not much wind here. But solar, methane, natural gas, even coal generation. I think we ought to look at all of it. DMEA could completely become independent and look at a station that uses everything. And I think that's the way we need to go.
All right. Next is Don Supas. Same question. How have you supported or opposed distributive energy and the broadband?
As mayor of Orchard City, I had several meetings with DMEA in the talks when they first started talking about broadband, and then when they decided to go forward with broadband. We set up programs for blanket permits to make it easier for them to get in and out of our system so they could get fiber to the home. I've been 100% in support of DMEA and their efforts here. I have also been in support of their distributive generation tasks at hand by sending letters to FERC to help them out with their problems in their Tri-State long-term contract with Tri-State. All you got to do is look up in our valley, and you can see that we have water flowing off in every direction. We can use that water. We can set up micro hydro in a lot of places. In fact, Orchard City looked at it. The only reason we couldn't do it is because we couldn't make it pay for itself due to the contract obligations that DMEA had with Tri-State. There is ways that we can become a lot more energy efficient in this county, and we can produce that right here in Delta County. DMEA is doing a great thing with broadband. The only issue we have yet to contend with, and I give the county commissioners kudos on this, is we still have to get broadband into Delta, which is not served by DMEA. And the county commissioners have stepped forward and funded this broadband effort through Region 10 to help get that into the city of Delta. This will help Delta County's economy tremendously. It will bring in the money into Delta County by bringing jobs.
Thank you. Finally, on this question, Travis Mills, how have you supported or opposed distributive energy and broadband?
I completely support broadband. It's common sense that we're actually joining the rest of the U.S. in the use of it. I think it's kind of amusing that we're patting ourselves on the back for just joining the rest of the modern world in 2016. Broadband is essential to business. I think it's about 5-10 years too late. And I am absolutely in support of distributed energy, a diversified energy plan here with solar and hydro will give us the opportunities that we need to attract businesses, employers, and provide jobs in our county. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question begins with Mark Eckhart. Mark, how would you prioritize road improvements in the county? How would you prioritize road improvements in the county?
Well, each district has its own road district, and I have to tell you, I'm not a county commissioner, and I don't know all the answers of road and bridge yet, but it's something that I'll definitely look into. I'm going to jump into something else here, just because I don't have a very good answer for that. Now we're talking about, I'm going to talk about the mother of all bypasses, and you might be thinking, he's talking about Confluence Drive. No, there's a new road project, and it's basically, and probably not too many of you heard about this, but this is an extension of Highway 65 from the intersection of 92 and 65 running south down to just south of the Votech Center. Well, I'd like to know more about why they're going to build that thing, but I would say for the people of the city of Delta and business owners on Main Street in Delta, they're acquiring the right-of-ways, the county is, for this project. They've almost got that complete. This is the mother of all bypasses around the city of Delta. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark Rober, you're next. How would you prioritize road improvements in the county?
Well, road improvements have to be prioritized for safety of the people, number one. And that's that's the job of the county, to provide health and safety for the people. So all of our road counts and accident reports, everything, has to be taken into account when you start prioritizing what is at the top of the list. Traffic counts is important. If you've got roads that are not used very much, then obviously you can't afford to make them interstates. So as the budget crunch continues, the prioritization is going to be even more critical. And it's going to take some real critical thinking to prioritize how we do that.
All right. Don Supas, you're next. How would you prioritize road improvements in the county?
I can tell you as mayor, roads were one of the toughest issues to resolve. Any government's responsibility, one of the first responsibilities is roads. We have to have means to get to and from. We have to have means to get our merchandise to town. We have to make sure we have a scientific approach, a justified approach in all of our road improvements. We have to make sure to keep in mind future growth, future use. There are so many variables that we have to figure in to make sure that we spend the taxpayer money properly when it comes to roads. Roads are tremendously expensive to build, tremendously expensive to maintain, and we have to do it. Our population may not be growing now, but that does not mean it will not grow in the future and that we will not have the means to take care of these roads. We have to look at what is best for consolidating possible county employees, county road and bridge departments, and what it takes to make the best sense for the entire county. We do have three districts. We do have three departments. But we may have to look at combining some of these efforts to meet the budget restrictions that we're going to face in the future.
Thank you. Same question for Travis Mills. How would you prioritize road improvements in the county?
First of all, roads are essential for all the businesses in the area, and I think that we could be doing a better job at providing tax incentives to bring businesses into Delta County, which we aren't doing at the time. As far as roads and their maintenance, it's about $113,000 per mile to maintain a road and keep it in condition. It's $1 million a mile once that road has failed. It's far cheaper to maintain the roads that we have and use that in a fiscally responsible way than to let them degrade to the point where we have to completely replace them. In addition, there's areas and businesses that don't have access to good roads. And I think the county needs to take a look at where those businesses exist and what we can do to help out the farmers and the roads, the farmers and the businesses in those areas. And the last thing I just wanted to mention with fracking, that's going to tear our roads to pieces. And I promise you we're going to be the ones paying for it. The citizens of Delta County will be bearing the burden of all of those 18-wheelers running nonstop 24 hours a day right down your highways. And they're not going to put that money back into the county. Thanks.
Okay. Last candidate for this question is Jer Lowe. How would you prioritize road improvements in the county?
Well, one of government's most important jobs is to provide infrastructure for its citizens. Our roads, bridges, sidewalks, and trails have suffered years of neglect and mismanagement. Attracting employers and creating economic prosperity in Delta County will be pretty tough if we don't invest more into our infrastructure. This is partly because those of us who pay commercial property taxes pay substantially higher tax rates than general ag or residential property taxpayers. If you choose to elect me as your commissioner, I pledge to improve the roads and bridges for all residents of Delta County. What's more is that every commercial property taxpayer in Delta County will have a proper commercial road leading to and from your commercial business so that we may conduct commerce easily and profitably. While on the subject of road and bridge, it's also important to note that snow removal this last winter was abysmal, at least up in District 3. We may have had a slightly heavier than normal winter. However, seeing as District 3 has been in the mountains of Delta County since 1883, one would think that we should be able to deal with a little heavy snowfall. I found myself having to plow the public roads after midnight several times in this past winter just so we could get our daughter to school on time in the morning. The plow trucks would finally show up the following afternoon. This is unacceptable performance from the county, and if elected as your commissioner, I pledge to be a better steward of our infrastructure than what has been so far, as we simply cannot create economic prosperity without an investment in a 21st century infrastructure.
Okay, we have time for one more question. This time, Mark Rober gets to go first. And the question is, do you support the mill levy increase for the Delta County Ambulance District, which is ballot question 5A?
Well, this is a pretty easy answer for me because I'm in District 3 and the mill levy increase doesn't affect me. We're under the North Fork Ambulance, which is all volunteer. Personally, I think it's probably needed, and I think the ambulance district is probably long overdue for a mill levy increase, but like I said, I'm a distant observer.
Okay. Don Supas, do you support the mill levy increase for the Delta County Ambulance District?
I do support it, and let me tell you why. Thanks to Obamacare, my family is without insurance. And here a few weeks ago, I had to take my son in for a strep test at the urgent care clinic. That strep test cost me $325. The ambulance district is facing similar challenges, because much like urgent care, they're getting back about 7% of their billed rate from Medicaid. So all the rest of us are having to pay that bill. We need to have a safe, affordable ambulance district. And as much as it pains me to say, yes, I'm going to vote to tax myself more. I know that the ambulance district is in desperate need because of the way they have had the financial burden placed on them due to Obamacare.
Travis Mills, same question. Do you support the mill levy increase for the Delta County Ambulance District?
Okay, in short, I'd just like to say that I would like to take a closer look at the budget before I commit. I'm not against the mill levy. We do need a better ambulance service in the area. And I just want to take this opportunity to point out to the voters, today you have the first chance and the first real opportunity to elect two seats to the Board of Commissioners. This will determine the next 8 to 10 years, and this will affect you in real ways that a presidential election may not. This is not about politics. This is about ideas, and this is about two people who can actually stand out from the nepotism and the musical chairs that our opponents happen to be members of, running for mayor, sitting on boards, going around and around, and then finally deciding to run for office. Basically, you have three professional politicians up here running against two men with ideas who want to serve the community. And myself and Jer Lowe just happen to be those two men. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Same question for Jer Lowe. Do you support the mill levy increase for the Delta County Ambulance District?
Well, much like Mark, that won't affect my pocketbook directly, but, you know, that's how government works. If I need to call the ambulance, I want it to come. If I need to call the fire truck, I want it to be there. This is how government works. They tax us a little. They provide us a service. So, yeah, I would support that if I had to vote on it. I support the people taxing themselves, the fact that Tabor is in place in Colorado. Unlike a lot of Democrats, I actually support Tabor. I think that the citizenry should be asked every time they're going to get a tax increase. I think that's very important. I think Tabor has its problems. But regardless, this is how government works. We pay some taxes and we get services. So, yes, I would support that. Thank you.
All right. Finally, for Mark Eckhart, and then we'll go to closing statements. Mark, do you support the mill levy increase for the Delta County Ambulance District?
Yes, I do support it. And being an ex-professional fireman, my head is full of reasons why you have a professional service providing those services. Because, you know, one thing is, the ambulance service can be, the whole ambulance service in Delta County can be overwhelmed by one call. One auto accident can overwhelm the whole thing. Plus, they've got one ambulance that's doing transports to other hospitals. That's an ambulance that's out of service for hours on a time. They have, think about this. They respond to emergency situations all the time, and they don't have the possibility of denying somebody service. They don't, and again, Medicaid and Medicare pay very little in reimbursement, 7% on Medicaid. It's a critical issue that the people of Delta County need to think about. We need to have a professional ambulance. Think about it. We've got school buses running up and down the streets every day in wintertime, in all conditions. We need a professional ambulance. We do not need to cut services. It's vitally important that we support the ambulance district.
Okay. Your time was up, but that's okay because now we're to closing statements. And as we did the first time, we'll go back to the same rotation so that Don will get the first word and Mark will get the last word. 2 minutes, Don Supas.
Thank you. And once again, thank you all for coming. Thank you, League of Women Voters, Delta County Republican Women, and KVNF once again for hosting this. As your next county commissioner, there is one thing that I will promise you, and that is that I will be a public servant. something I learned from my father long ago. He served as a policeman in Delta for 28 years. Public service is very important. My dad would say hi and greet whoever he seen on the street. It didn't matter whether it was a fine, upstanding citizen or somebody he'd thrown in jail the previous weekend. He treated those people with the same decency and respect. And even though I disagree with a few of the people at this table on policies and how this county should be run, I will still treat them with decency and respect and know that we can have disagreements and still be amicable and still have good conversations and still be proud members of Delta County. So once again, thank you all. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me.
All right. Next closing statement by Travis Mills. 2 minutes.
Some would have you believe that this election is about party affiliation, but nothing can be further from the truth. I will represent every citizen of Delta County in this historic election. I am a fiscally responsible moderate with a progressive vision to preserve our past, protect our present, and promote our future. I am running because I feel that ordinary people and their concerns must be better represented by county commissioners who are held to some degree of accountability for their record. I will work tirelessly for you and lead our community through difficult decisions so that together we can reach better times. As we rise today, I hope the people of Delta County will share my dream and vision of a stronger county, a thriving economy, and more opportunities to succeed in life. We can live better. Our children and grandchildren have the right to grow up, live, and thrive in the place that we call home. We have all of the resources available to us. We can take our determination and ideas of a bright future, of a beautiful home, and bring them into existence. The last lesson I learned from my granddad was legacy. Legacy is an intangible truth that we are capable of creating, perfecting, and bringing into existence with our works. We have the same potential to build a rich, vibrant, and lively quilt of economic, local, and personal success, creating a legacy for Delta County that will echo on, bending and changing, but always remaining. We can live better. Thank you so much to the League of Women Voters, and I'm actually sorry to see that we don't have any women running for Delta County Commissioner. I think maybe we might have gotten something accomplished in the last 20 years. And I want to thank my running mates for being sports and KVNF.
Jerry Lowe, you're up next. Jerry Lowe, two minutes.
So once again, thank you to all of you and the League of Women Voters and KVNF for this exercise in democracy tonight. If at the end of tonight's forum you still have unanswered questions about my plans for Delta County, please feel free to speak to me afterwards, as my door is always open to you now, and of course if you choose to elect me as your county commissioner. In fact, I will pledge to keeping regular office hours at the North Fork Annex for constituent time if you choose to elect me your county commissioner. For those of you who have unanswered questions but can't stick around or are listening on the radio, feel free to reach out to me at my website at jerelowe.org. That's jerelowe.org. I hope I have conveyed tonight that I have a solid and comprehensive plan to invigorate Delta County's economy, even though I didn't get to tell you everything I wanted to tell you about it. The quality of life in Delta County, which will put us on a path of prosperity for decades, while coming to embrace and celebrate our rural heritage and culture, that is something I can do for us. Stay the course is simply not an option for Delta County. The economic crisis we face requires action and fresh new ideas. The concept of fresh new ideas simply does not align with voting Republican in Delta County. My comprehensive agenda to end decades-old economic crisis in Delta County includes my plans to kickstart Delta County's economy by implementing policies like improving county roads, bridges, and infrastructure, as this is the only way to attract outside investment. A public transit system for Delta County, as no sustainable and vigorous local economy can survive without an effective public transit system. protecting your personal property and water rights, implementing business-friendly policies that create business growth and job production, supporting agritourism and sustainable agriculture by protecting our air, land, and water, and repurposing the rail lines into passenger and light freight and working towards the creation of the West Elks Wine Train. Thank you for your support. And remember, a vote for Jerry Lowe is a vote for progress and prosperity.
Thank you. Closing statement, Mark Eckhart. 2 minutes.
Well, you know, the taxpayers in Delta County are going to be making an investment in someone here. That's literally what they're doing. And I can assure you that I'm the guy with the new blood. I'm the guy with the new ideas to help Delta County move into the future. You know, the future really is about jobs and economic opportunity. And there's a tremendous amount of things that are occurring in Delta County that are extremely positive. DMEA, Solar Energy International, DSED, innovators in the ag community, the Chamber of Commerce, and I'll tell you, new leadership in the city of Delta. And then I just have to say the hardworking employees of Delta County. So, you know, we've got a lot of challenges ahead, but I don't sit back and talk. I take action. I busted up the pension deal at DMEA. It took years to do it. I did it. I took on the tree trimming scam. I spent 7 weeks following these people around, watching them do nothing. It's ended. That whole policy has been changed. I took on the situation down in Delta with Main Street and Confluence Drive. I'm telling you, one thing that we need to do for Delta County is we have to get CDOT to make a swap down there with Confluence Drive and Main Street, because a huge investment has been made down there and there is no return on that investment. The trucks are still running down Main Street. I know that no money is going to exchange hands in this deal, but we need to take action on that issue. Thank you.
Okay. Finally, Mark Rober's closing statement, 2 minutes.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming. Thank the listening audience on KVNF. And I think it's important that everybody did come and hear. And I have to say, I want to thank all the candidates up here also. There's a lot of things that have been said that I agree with. Some things I maybe don't. But overall, I think there's some pretty clear choices. I think I have the institutional knowledge. I've been in commissioner for 4 years. It's not a job you step into and just learn overnight, I will tell you that. I've learned for 4 years, and if I continue, I'm sure I'll learn for another 4 years. I have a lot of relationships made throughout the state with legislators or congressional staff. So I have a lot of the qualities that I think I can put to use to help move this county through a transition period. It's a tough transition period. There's no silver bullet out there. We've got some choices to be made, but we have to be careful because you can throw money away real easily. So with that, I appreciate your support. Hope for re-election, and thank you all for coming.
Thank you. I'm going to ask the candidates to stay here. I'm going to invite Terry Stevenson, our county clerk and recorder, up to tell us a little bit about the election. And while she's coming up, let's give the candidates a round of applause.
Thank you. I think the biggest question we have had all week long so far is, when are the ballots going out? The ballots will be going out next week. So if you don't receive your ballot by the end of the week, please give our office a call. You can register to vote up until 8 days prior to the election. If you're going to register to vote, closer to the election, you'll need to come in and get your ballot in person. We will not be able to mail it to you at that point. You can register to vote and change any information at govotecolorado.com. This will also be a tracking device, so you can kind of monitor where your ballots are, whether we received it or not. So that's, again, govotecolorado.com. Once you've received your ballot, we encourage you to use one of our 24-hour drop boxes. We have one available at the courthouse, one available at the North Fork Annex, and we will have one available at the Cedar Edge Library starting October 31st. If you decide to go ahead and mail your ballot in, make sure you do that 8 days prior to the election. If it's beyond that, you will need to go ahead and bring it in to our office, the North Fork Annex, or drop it in one of our mailboxes. It will cost you 47 cents to return it by mail. We suggest that you use the drop-off boxes instead of mail service up to 8 days prior to the election. Beyond that, there's no guarantee that we'll get it through the mail. Early voting begins October 24th. That will be at the courthouse starting November 4th and the 7th. You can do early voting in the North Fork office. That you can replace your ballot. You can drop off your ballots or register to vote at that time. On election day, we will have three voting centers. We'll have one at the courthouse, North Fork Annex, and at Orchard City Town Hall. There you will be able to vote on your electronic equipment. You will be able to drop off ballots, receive a replacement ballot. Whatever you need to do can be done at any one of those three locations. Also on election day, you can drop off ballots only on election day at the Paonia Town Hall and Crawford Town Hall. That would be only for election day. And if you have any questions, please feel free to give our office a call. You can call 874-2150, or you can like us on Facebook. We are trying to generate new information on our Facebook page a couple times a week to keep everything current, or on our deltacounty.com website. That's what I have. If you have any questions, please feel free to give our office a call. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming, and we are done.